And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
All right, we're back, and we're still talking about chili. Yeah, believe it or not, we're going to get it done here. But
Before you start talking about chili, I got to tell you, I have something really funny.
It's surprising, isn't it?
I grilled some ribs last week, which were fantastic.
Grilled them or smoked them?
I grilled them.
Grilled them?
Yeah, beef ribs.
Oh,
and wow. I smoked some beef ribs the day before that.
Did they
get
tender before they got done?
More of a Korean style.
Oh.
So they're a little chewy. They're really good.
Okay.
But the other morning, I had to plow my driveway. And the experience of plowing on the mule, let me tell you something. It's cold.
Yeah.
It is really cold. Thank goodness I have a windshield, but I see why all these guys put the doors and the cabs on them and stuff, because it's not quite like
dude,
plowing.
You're getting soft.
It's not like plowing in a truck.
Soft.
Not like plowing in a truck when you have the heat on and the stereo on. No.
Right.
No, you're just flying down the driveway with the wind going right through you. And it's been a couple mornings, it's been really, really
cold. I think I know a guy who's got about a half a dozen Stormy Cromer hats that even fit that big melon. That if you just throw one of those things
on,
it's going to keep you warm.
I had one on, but let me tell you, it's the face and the ears and the legs. You got to have your longies on because you are going 30 miles an hour with snow all over you.
Well, okay, so that's the next on the wish list is getting doors and a heater for his new
mule. I'm going to try and man up. I just have to get smarter about my attire.
Right.
So chili is very often, like if T-Gid was on,
squirrel,
he would tell you to use your Cajun grill because it's got this plate on the side that lets you put a what?
Dutch oven
in it.
Right.
So if you have a grill with any kind of drop-in device, or if you're cooking on a tripod, or if you have a big enough grill or smoker that you can just set your pot of chili on and finish it off outside with some good savory flavor, like you, if you grilled up those sirloin,
mm-hmm.
throw them in there, throw the whole pot back on the grill and shut the lid, you have to have a big enough grill.
Right.
That's
tall
the key.
Enough. Tall enough, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, and I made a 3-gallon pot, so I did it on the stove. Again, smoked the meat, but did the rest of it on the stove.
So when Jop and I do these competitions, used to, we'd always take one of our big smokers out there, and we would smoke the vegetables, roast them. And I don't care if you smoke the meat, smoke the chili, anything. Roasting those vegetables, to me, was the tipping point. Because, number one, I would go to, again, Forest Hills Foods. They got a really nice produce department there. And I would get all the produce that was getting old and usually get a deal on it.
Right, stuff they pulled from the shelf but haven't thrown away because
right. They're,
you know, it's a green pepper that's starting to wrinkle, or a tomatillo.
Who cares?
That
it's going to wrinkle
right,
anyway.
Right, and yeah. Or a tomatillo that is got maybe the paper on the outside's coming off or something.
That's supposed to.
Right, I understand. But, I mean, people don't buy it when
right.
the paper's coming off it, right? So, but anyway, yeah, those.
They're not rotted
by any means.
And the tomatoes, yeah. I usually go with Romas, and they're getting a little soft and very, very red
yep. And
a little soft, maybe wrinkly, but... they have heightened their flavor when you let them mature like that.
Yeah.
And then you throw them in the roaster, and it adds another profile to it. And I don't know. You roast them whole, right?
You don't
yep,
cut them.
Yep.
There's no,
roast
you're not
them
opening
whole,
them up. Right.
Roast them whole.
They'll shrink a little bit when they're roasting.
You throw them in the pot, and then you cut them up the rest of the way in the pot. So all that juice goes into your chili.
Right.
And that's a big deal. And if you want, when you get it in a big tray, when you've made your whole big batch, you can throw that in the smoker for a little while and put a little more smoke to it
right.
if it's not smoky enough for you. But a lot of people don't like too much smoke.
Right.
So
yeah, I was going to say, be careful with that.
Yep,
a little bit. We made that decision a long time ago to just go light on the smoke. Yep, just go light on the smoke.
So what else would you put in a smoked chili like that?
Well, I think that you had a variety of peppers. And that's a heat issue for most people. Heat, the spice heat is what I'm talking about, is the kind of peppers you put in and the number of them. You know, you mentioned those hatch peppers. Those got quite a little bit of heat to them. A jalapeno in the scope of peppers is not one of your hotter peppers. And then you got ancho
on
chilies.
On the Koval scale.
Yeah, you got ancho chilies that aren't too bad.
I like the Anaheims,
right,
and the Serranos.
Yep,
There's also poblanos, which are wonderful.
And none of those are going to smoke your palate, you know, I mean, and just burn you up. And
the serranos are pretty hot.
I've found most people don't like that. You know, there's some that really enjoy super hot food.
Yeah, you can make two batches.
It burns up their palate, right. But not me. I like to enjoy them. But the peppers all add their own depth of flavor in a profile in there. And a combination thereof is really, really good.
Yeah, like there's no better flavor of a pepper, in my opinion, than a cayenne and a habanero.
Right.
So put a bunch of those in.
Right. Those will light you up, though. Yeah, exactly.
Again, I like, you know, a variety of beans, really, for presentation. I find all those beans taste kind of alike.
Right. Yep. So you got black beans.
I think it looks good.
You got black beans, you got kidney beans, you got pinto beans.
Light and dark kidney.
Right. Yep. Those were the ones that I put in the batch that I made last Sunday. Yeah, those four. The other thing is I a white onion, not a sweet onion, because I like a little bit of the bite.
Yeah, or a Spanish onion.
Right. Yeah, yep. Right. Yep. Exactly. And that's usually a pretty large dice. The thing that I like is texture in my chili. I don't like it to be like so soupy. I like it a little bit thicker. So the chop that I'll put on the peppers is usually finer, especially if I'm using hot peppers, because I don't want that much of it.
Well, if it's thicker, it doesn't end up on your dicky do.
Right. Exactly. So, you know, it sits up on a spoon. It doesn't dribble off, right? Yeah, exactly.
But when you're Jethro in the thing.
Right. Yeah. But anyway, so those are some of the ingredients that I put in. And, of course, you got all your powders and your paprikas and things like that.
If you go down
nature.
To Sobey's, he's got some of Billy Bone's pre-made chili mix down there.
Okay.
There's lots of them. There's a Texas Pete you used to find in the supermarket by the meat counter. They were like in a little brown lunch bag. Try out some of those regional favorites, because these guys spend an awful lot of time making up chili blends, and they're generally pretty darn good chefs that do that.
Right.
And it's okay to play around with other profiles and people's work like that.
Right.
That Texas Pete's was like the first one I ever bought when I was a new dad, and I found it in the supermarket and tried it and fell in love with it and decided not to try and reinvent the wheel after that, but I still do a lot of just custom blends.
You know,
when
there's one other ingredient that I'll put in chili as well, and that is brown sugar. I think it takes some of the acidity away from the tomatoes.
Yep.
If you're loading up with tomatoes like I did, you can it just makes it so much more mellow.
You get heartburn. It's too much acid.
Right. You don't get so much sweet taste as you do. It just mellows out the acidity.
Well, sugar is common in anything tomato paste, tomato sauce.
Right.
All good spaghetti sauces have some sugar in them.
Right.
Otherwise, they're just too acidic for most people.
Yeah. So that was when I was just going through it in my mind and the way I made it. And, you know, and depending on the size of the batch you're making, there's ratios I just make it to taste. And, you know, I've eaten a bowl of chili by the time I get it made, because I'm tasting it every couple minutes when I put something more in it to see what it needs and so on. And I'm sure a lot of you guys and gals out there cook like that as well. But we got a couple more chilies to cover. Bob likes his Cincinnati style chili by Skyline. We're going to hit on that. I'm not particularly like that one. That seems watery and awfully thin to me. There's white chilies. We haven't touched on that. Bob's got the quick recipe that he used to feed his kids. I've got one that's a little more traditional that take you a couple hours to make it. But at the end of the day, it's really tasty. So, you know, those are the things that we're going to cover.
And I got a pizza tip when we come back.
No, we got, give it now, because I'm getting the, we got a minute left.
36th Street on Grand Rapids. It's called Villa Mia.
Yeah.
This is
your house.
A beautiful couple. I found them because their son works with me. And Antonio.
Imagine that.
These are real Sicilians.
Okay.
They're real McCoys. And they're the coolest couple. But here's the best thing. They make a pie that is to die for.
And a to-die pie.
They have one called the Sicilian.
Imagine that.
Oh, my gosh.
Like home cooking,
I brought one over to my daughter Olivia the other night. And it was so... I mean, it's like a gift. That is, when we bring them into the shop, we buy like 10 of them to feed the sales staff.
Right.
and we never get enough of the Sicilians because it's the first one gone.
Sure.
We got to talk to management.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, coming up next, a couple more types of chili. Stick with us. Wipe your chin. We'll be back.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? I mean the kind that makes you remember walks with your grandfather. Come on over to Schmoe's Brewing Company in Grand Rapids or Petoskey, and we have some handcrafted root beer, probably the best in the state of Michigan. That's 2600 Patterson in Grand Rapids or 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey. You know you're dying for a good root beer float.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance, and while you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. GarrettsAppliance.com.